You are listening to Swimming World Radio, produced in conjunction with the World Championship Sports Network, who is broadcasting video of the 2007 World Championships through their website at WCSN.com. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen to the interviews.
Morning. How do I want to do this? Questions, answers, or...
What's going on with Grant?
Swimming the 1500 on Saturday. So, he's a little disappointed after his swim last night. I think that'd be fairly obvious. But I think we all know what sort of man Grant is. And, he's going to be out there and doing his best on Saturday in the heats again and see how that goes.
Did you sit down and have a chat with him today, like you said you were
going to? Yeah, we sat down last night and this morning and worked through, just talked about things, and there's no doubt in Grant's mind where he wants to go, and he's only partway through the job at the moment, so he'll be doing that, and he's still got plenty of other goals to achieve in the next couple of years.
At any stage in those discussions, did he intimate to you that he wasn't interested in swimming?
Absolutely not.
So in the meeting last night, it was never raised the possibility that after the performance in Harrahampton, he wasn't in swimming.
Not by Grant and I, but it sounds like there's been plenty of discussion about that last night and this morning around here.
That was never an option?
Not at all.
What's wrong with him, Tom?
I think he's just had a lot of changes in his... Where did that question come from? Sorry. Coach. I think he's just had a lot of disruptions in his life and his training at the moment. I think we've all been well aware of that all the way through this preparation, and I think it probably just had a greater effect on the performances than even he probably thought. And I think in the end, no matter how strong you are mentally and how well you prepare for that particular race, if you haven't prepared your body well enough, you can't do what you want to do. And you can will it all you like, it just doesn't happen. And I think that that now, once the World Championships have concluded and Grant gets married, he can get a little bit of normality back into his life and prepare very well for the Beijing Olympics.
So to be brutally honest, he's said he's done the work.
I think even he will probably admit he hasn't done enough work.
There was speculation on radio this morning that he's been dealing with some personal issues. Can you shed any light on that?
No, I'm not aware of anything like that.
So it's purely training-based?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
How do you rate his chances in the 1500?
Oh, I think we've seen him swim here. I think it's going to be a difficult task, but I think he's going to go on attack up with, I think I said the other day, one thing you're sure of when Grant swims is you're going to get 100%. And where that 100% lies, I'm not really sure, but I know that when he steps out of that pool on Saturday morning, whatever we see is going to be the best he can deliver, not only our swimming team, but deliver Australia on that day.
So 17 seconds behind his PB in the 800 metres, you think he'd go to 100%?
So absolutely.
So he's a long way off.
Yes.
Do you think he'll make the final?
Well, I hope so.
The heats have been quick.
Absolutely, and I think, as I said, I don't back away from what I said. I think it's that final can all go under 15 minutes.
Is there a risk that the cost to confidence or the his competitors getting more confident themselves and seeing the state he's in at the moment outweighs the benefit of putting himself in the 1500?
I think we all know Grant well enough to know the confidence of other competitors is nothing that we can control.
Well, he's
and I think that we all know Green well enough to know that he's a man that's going to stand up and be counted, and I don't think that will affect him whatsoever. He's got his goals and dreams, and he's going to be chasing them to his best endeavours over the next 12 or 18 months.
Given how long he's been at the top, Tom, is this a form slump that he's sort of had to have? And is it timely going in?
Well, if it's like when you lose a football game in the semis, it's always good to shake up ready for the grand final. So, I think that, I'm sure there's no doubting in Grant's mind. He knows what he's got to do to, what he needs to do to go to the Olympic Games, and I'm sure he will be doing everything in his efforts to do that.
If Grant is unfit and deflated at the moment, what is he going to gain by swimming this race?
he's been selected to represent his country, Todd, and he's going to go out there and represent us to the best of his ability, like he's always done. And I think he deserves the support of everyone in his endeavours. You know, there's times in this life where we're unable to produce what we all would like to see. And I just think he's a great Australian who deserves the support of all of us in whatever occurs on Saturday morning.
How's he going emotionally?
Oh, good. I mean, I think you all see him in the mix zone when he comes through here. You know, I think he's a very strong person, and I think what you see is what you get with Grant, and he's very philosophical about where he is now and where he's going to be, I for one am certainly not going to back against him, and I'd like to meet someone who's prepared to put their house on someone else in Beijing.
Having said that, mate, as important as these championships are, that's obviously the big prize, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's something that we work towards all the time. I think every swimming nation in the world does. You know, as important as the world championships are, every competition leading into the Olympic Games increases in importance, and all of those things are stepping stones in your preparation towards that. You know, this is probably a little bit of a speed hump at the moment, but I don't doubt Grant's resolve.
Absolutely no chance of him withdrawing at any stage between now and Saturday, as you can see.
How long would you say that his decision to change coaches so close to the World Championships may have played a benefit in this, going from Dennis to Ian and now back to Dennis a couple of weeks before the championship?
I think that's just part of the lack of continuity in the program this season. I don't think it's made anything any worse or any better. And I don't think you could pick one thing that was a problem in this preparation. I think it's a combination of a number of things. And we're going through a different phase in the Australian swimming team at the moment. You know, a number of years ago, you know, at Sydney 2000 Olympics, I don't even know if we had anyone who was married in the team, or if they were, that only maybe Kieran might have been the one at that stage, but it was a small percentage of people in the team. Now we've got a large number of people in our team who are getting married, got married, having children, and I think we all know the balance that we have to have to have the equilibrium in our life, and I don't think any of us find it particularly easy to do that. And I think we're going to have, as the years go on in this sport, if we're able to keep the longevity of people in the sport, I think we're going to find more and more people have to balance those things, and I think you all agree it's not an easy job to do, and I think that. But once we can find that equilibrium between our life and our work and our family life, I think we all are able to move on to greater successes. And as I said, I think once this week's over and the Grant's wedding in a couple of weeks is over, and he can get on in a new phase of his life and work towards what's really important to him.
Almost 16 months until Beijing. How important is every session for Grant between now and then?
Oh, I think that's an obvious answer. I think every session is important to every athlete that's attempting to go to Beijing. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.